Yeah, and we are sponsored by the Chevy Silverado HD. Experience life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. I was looking through the obituaries a while back and came across the name of Don Breed. And to most of us, that name doesn't ring a bell. But if you're a Northwest Sider, especially around Portage Park and Jefferson Park, you probably know who Don was, as much for the fish he sold at Higgins Fish Market as for what he did for the community.
Yeah, so this gentleman apparently had lost his business and was out of work, and my dad fed him and took care of him. I had never heard that story. My mom hadn't. But it just is a beautiful example of what my father was like and how much he loved the people in this community.
That's Don's daughter, Tammy Jess, who is part of the third generation of the family running Higgins Fish Market on Montrose. Her dad married into the business, and he and Charlene were partners for 55 years. But before there was a retail store, there were two generations of Great Lakes fishermen.
My grandfather, along with his father and his brothers, started as commercial fishermen up in Door County.
Tammy says her grandfather and great uncle decided to move to Chicago to try selling fish to the public, and they chose a spot on Montrose near Central.
Everyone thought they were crazy because at the time there was one house on the block and it was Fields otherwise.
In the early 70s, Don's father-in-law invited him into the business.
He had a business degree, and my mom's dad came to him and said, "Don, we think you could really help us expand the business portion of our store."
And Higgins became one of the first retailers to import fish.
My dad said, "Let's bring in some variety." Brought in fish from the coasts, from around the world.
Business had been going great for decades when Don received a blow. He was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And that's almost always a get your affairs in order diagnosis.
Yeah, he was given a 2% chance of living 1 year.
And the cancer finally got him 19 years after his diagnosis at the age of 77.
Just a miracle. They don't know. They don't know how he did it.
And as the family continues to run Higgins after Don Breed's death, he is missed.
He was a great guy, and it showed in his work ethic and his dedication to quality.
That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.